Hello everybody, this is the House of Dark, and welcome to a new episode of Real Talk. Before we get into it, I just want to say shout outs to everybody on FM or Google Podcast or iTunes or Spotify, whoever else is on there listening to this podcast. I appreciate you guys. I love you guys. Thank you for listening and supporting me. And for everybody on YouTube, for all, like, I still have like 42 subscribers. I don't know why I have 42 subscribers, but I have 42 subscribers. So what up? Welcome. How you doing? Don't touch that dial. We back in this, and I'm trying to be as consistent as possible when it comes, especially the YouTube channel. I know my podcast life has been very consistent. Now I'm back at it. I got the camera going. I got lighting. I'm sitting in my favorite gaming chair. We're going to do this, okay? So we're going to come at this. So anyone who's watching these, I appreciate it. And I'm going to try to do some more and make my face not look as squishy as possible. I didn't shave because I was being lazy. But anyways, we're going to get into it. So, January 14th, a series came out on Netflix, which I didn't know even existed, in all honesty, until I got a recommendation from, I get recommendations from my friends all the time, but like, and I was, I'm not sure 100% sometimes whether I want to do it, but I did this time. And, so big shout outs to Red's Bread's Lady, one of the greatest of my friends of all time, one of the masters in the kitchen, the diva of the desserts, the queen of pastries. Thank you so much, Red, for this recommendation. So anytime you guys think, we'll put that out there too. If you guys have a recommendation about a series, you know, we'll keep it like sci-fi, fantasy, anime. Every once in a while you want to hit me with something real, we will see. And I may or may not look into it. If I do, I'll let you say what's up. I know, Ian, I'm going to look at My Hero Academia very soon. I got to commit to it. Picard's still out. I still got to finish Star Trek Discovery. I actually still have to finish She-Ra, but like, it bugged me, and so I walked away for a minute. So, but I will not, I'm not, just because you recommend it doesn't mean I'm gonna automatically do it. I just have to want to. So, we'll look into that then. We'll get into that more later, and hopefully if you guys got something, I'll check it out, and if I like it, I'll give a big shout out, and I'll throw you what's up to you guys for doing that. How about that? Does that sound fair? Alright, that sounds good. But, yeah, so we have a new series that came out. I actually forgot the title. I know the name of the main character, but I like the title is like has a thing to it. So January 14th it came out. It is called Kippo in the Age of the Wonder of no, the Age of Wonder Beast. See, I almost added an extra article in there. Kippo and the Age of Wonder Beast. So for those who don't know, this is I looked into it. It was a webcomic series that was created. It's a Netflix original, but it was a webcomic series. They became an animated series that just came out. We're going to say a little less than a month ago. It's almost a month now. Didn't know it existed. Like I said, big shout out to Reds for putting me in the direction of it. I binge watched it in a day. I watched the first episode in the evening. I was like, this show is crazy. I was like, there's all kind of stuff happening. And then the next day, I finished it. I finished the whole series. When the series ended and I realized there was another episode coming, I was like, oh, I was all bummed out. But apparently they're already working on season 2. So that's great. You know, because I do want to know more. For those who have no idea, I don't know how similar they are to the web series because I never seen them. I didn't even know that was even existed. But this takes place in a post-apocalyptic world. Try to say that fast. Like firing out words. But it's in a post-apocalyptic world where it's, according to one of the dates they gave out, it's like 200 years from now, it's 200 years from October from now. So they made a reference, like, it's like October of 2220. So it's 200 years. We don't know why, but something happened. We don't know if it was from like nuclear warfare or anything, but essentially everything on the surface is mutated. We're talking about animals, people, birds, whatever you want to call it. And so you're following a character named Kippo who was living underground, pretty much sounds like most her life, and due to some unfortunate events was sent to the surface. Now, this is her first time in the surface world. She's been underground all her life, and so she's experiencing life on the surface. She's never seen like anything. Like, she literally runs from a gigantic mutated bird. Like, it looked like a sparrow or something like that. It was the size of like Optimus Prime, like crashed through this building and stuff like that. And she ends up running into a mutated pig about this big, has 4 eyes and 6 legs, and she named him Mandu. Cute little guy. But eventually she ends up, you know, getting her own circle of people. She ends up running to a girl who clearly has been on the surface for way too long. They named her Wolf because you don't know her actual name in the series yet. They haven't revealed it. She names her Wolf because she's wearing literally a wolf skin as a hoodie. It looks like a wolf hoodie. You know what I mean? And she has like a staff that's like has a scorpion stinger on it, like a giant scorpion stinger, and that's her weapon. And she's like the hardcore, like, I'm a seasoned like survivor of the surface world. And then you end up running into another guy, a guy named Benson, who's like, he's been surviving on the surface world too, but he's like more hipster looking, like he's dressed nice, he's got clean clothes, he's got a backpack full of just gear, he's listening to some old cool hip hop music. And so it's very interesting. And then he has a buddy on with him. Benson has a buddy with the name Dave, who is a mutated bug. And he literally cycles through his life. Like, could be in like an episode. He'll go from being a baby to a toddler to a teenager to an adult to his full adult buff boy size, back to an old man and back to a larva state. Like literally, it's super, it's like RNG, like dice roll when it happens. In some situations, they need him to help and he literally changes forms. It's very interesting. And so these individuals have come together and they're kind of adventuring through the crazy world on the surface. You know, there's enemies, there's mutated animals who like talk now and they wear clothes. And there's all different like factions. There's the rats, there's the skunks, there's these frogs that are like, look like they're off of the show of The Apprentice. And they call themselves mod frogs. They wear shirt and tie. I mean, they're legitimate. Remind me of the Turks from Final Fantasy VII. That's how they look. You know, and they have their skunks. There's a skunk that's like a biker gang. They're all mutated from whatever happened in the past. Which, in this season, they don't clarify why this has happened. Maybe in season two, they'll dabble into it some more. But you get them, and so the goal is to get Kippo back to her dad, because she's separated from her father. And it's all their adventures, and you see this whole, connection between the characters, because, like, at one moment, like, Wolf didn't care for her, and, like, it's just this growth of character, and you start, like, learning more about why, you know, at least in this season, you learn why Kippo's the way she is and why Wolf's the way she is. Like, they don't elaborate a lot on Benson, which is interesting, maybe because they only had enough episodes to break to backstory two characters, especially because Kippo's name's in the like title. You're gonna get more from her about her than like say, but like they committed an episode explaining why Wolf is the way she is. So, but like through the first season, you'll see a lot of her connection with her dad in this one, and like explaining why she sees things this way, why she has this kind of attitude and stuff like that, and the skills she learned is from, and it's a lot of flashbacks with her dad. They don't say anything about her mom. They don't reveal anything about her. So at this point, I think she's dead, but it hasn't been confirmed or deconfirmed. So we don't know yet. We just know that her mother's not in the picture at this point. And there's a huge plot twist about Kippo and stuff like that, which you'll find out halfway through. It's very interesting. It's kind of cool. And one of the reasons I liked about it, the first episode, Dead Series, it's just crazy. It immediately starts crazy. Just stuff starts happening. You're like, what is this? And the writing's pretty good. And the music is killing it on the music. Like the music and like a lot of the chase scenes, the action scenes are pretty good too. But the music's pretty good on it. Oh yeah, and there's these little dubstep bees that are flying around. And then literally like would you call it the thorax? Yeah. And their eyes are like glowing different colors and they buzz dubstep. It's the funniest thing. But their inner huge, they're like this big. But they're like, and it's like boom, and it's like, it's crazy. It's so funny. It's so funny seeing it. And like their beehive glows. It's so funny. But they literally show up like throughout the entire like series, like the season. So you'll see these crazy dubstep bees. So interesting. But their take on all what's been mutated and how they've been mutated is very interesting. I like it. The cast is actually pretty diverse. Kippo's played by Karen Fukuhara. And for those who don't know who she is, she plays Glimmer in She-Ra and the Princesses of Power. Oh, and by the way, for those who don't know, this is a DreamWorks, development. This is a DreamWorks project. So, you know, even though this is based from a webcomic and, like, the guy who did the webcomic is involved in making the series, DreamWorks is backing him. DreamWorks is helping it make it be a thing. So, this is the third series DreamWorks has done for Netflix. You know, from Voltron Chushira, now Kippo. So there's a running theme with DreamWorks right now. And the more you watch it, the more you'll start to see DreamWorks kind of touch on it. But Kippo is by Karen, who plays Glimmer. There's just some names you won't know. Like the woman who plays Wolf, I don't recognize. She's from like General Hospital. Dion Cole, who plays Charlie from Blackish, plays Dave. You'll recognize you here too. The Sterling Brown plays her dad, yeah, Kippo's dad. And you get all like Gizza's in it. There's a couple characters from Wu-Tang, members from Wu-Tang Clan is in it. Steve Bloom makes an appearance. So, and I think Joan Jett shows up in here too. So you're getting like, you got people showing up in this show making an appearance. And I was sitting there watching it and I was like, wait, is that Steve Bloom? Look at the credit. Oh, that's Steve Bloom. So yeah, you got a good cast happening here. And, it's pretty good. It's pretty good. And like I said, there's a couple of like little twists in there. And there's a big plot twist with, especially when it comes to Kippo that I like. That's kind of cool to me. Like I said, there's a lot of backstory between her and her dad that's really cool that I kind of like. And one of the things I like about her, because she's like a fresh view of life on the surface world versus like the two perspectives. Because you have two extreme perspectives. You have Wolf, who's like battle-hardened survivor. You don't trust anybody. Stab, 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 stab kind of character. And then you have Benson, who's like, I made him more hipster because he's wearing like clean clothes. Like, you look at Wolf, she's tattered. She's barefoot. She growls. You look at Benson. He's all like, he's wearing a sweatshirt with a cat on it. He's got a hat on with a visor up. He's listening to some hip hop on his Walkman. You know, he's drinking what the soda's called like Berry Explosion. You know what I mean? So he's like, you know, he's like, he found some like their equivalent of like Air Jordans. They like are vintage now because they're 200 years old. So he's like hipster, like survivor. And so their views about things are a little different. And he's a little more familiar with the cool stuff about the surface world, where like Wolf is all about, we got to go here to survive. You don't go that way because that's where you're going to die. And she doesn't see that. And then you have Kippo, who's literally just fresh eyes, you know, screens positivity. She's like super nerd knowledge, you know, like her, like, and they show these flashbacks with like, in the flashbacks, they show her dad teaching her stuff or and showing her things. And you can see her applying that stuff on the surface. So it's kind of cool that they do that. And the introduction of different clans of mutes, see, it took me a couple episodes to realize what they were saying. Wolf was the first person to call people mutes. Mute is short for mutants. It took me a second. I was like, mute. Why is she calling nobody? I'm thinking mute like they can't speak. I'm like, they're not mutes. That guy's talking. That one, like, why is she? Oh, mutes like mutants. I'm like, oh, okay. And apparently there's this hatred between humans and mutants in this one. Very X-Men related. Sounds so. I'm like, ah, man, you got me on that one. So it's definitely, like I said, there's a lot of heart in this. Cause there's always, you know, there's, like I said, it's about perspective. Once again, another show that's about like the take on the world. Like, you know, to Kippo, this is all new and fascinating. And to someone like Wolf, this place is horrible, you know, stuff like that. And those are also the extremes too. And yet, and in all the craziness, they find a level of camaraderie. There's some emotional connections between the characters, and they start having a more understanding about each other, and that's when they become like friends, and they start getting close. So there's a lot of that in there. There's a growth of the characters, and even in situations where there's a big reveal, how they deal with it. You know what I mean? There's a revelation about one of them, and they're like, and it shows how they deal with it. And so it's pretty good. It's a pretty good show. They definitely created the characters well enough to where I'm in and I'm listening, I'm invested. And like I said, I burned through it within like 24 hours, you know, maybe less than that. So, you know, that's a pretty good sign. I already finished it like in a day. So it got me, had me invested enough to watch it. And it was just like, it's never, every episode's different. They're always dealing with something different and it's pretty cool. And, I, like I said, the music's really cool. It's killing it. The cast is like so. It's like it's everyone and every. I'm curious who else they're gonna bring in because and like the reveal about who the bad guy is and all the stuff. It's like it's done very well. The pacing's done very well for a show that just came out. I didn't even see any advertisement of it coming out. So the fact that it was put on my radar by one of my dear ones. So thank you, Red, once again. It's good. I appreciate it because you know I think. I'm committed to Picard. Picard just came out because I'm a hardcore Star Trek guy. And so, and I know I'm being fussed at because I haven't finished Discovery. I know, but as soon as I saw Ansem as Captain Pike, it pushed me to want to go finish it. And I will finish it and we'll talk about it. But right now I gotta catch up on Picard. And we'll talk about that too, soon. And same thing with like My Hero Academia. We'll get to it. We'll get to it. Slow down. Calm down. We'll get to it. But with this season all said and done, I can honestly say I enjoyed it. You know, especially for, you know, because you know what it is? You know what it is, too? It's like post-apocalyptic, it's always, it's been done over and over and over again. You know, from the 60s, maybe even before that, to now. A post-apocalyptic movie or story or it's beating a dead horse kind of situation. Yet, they found a way to, like, make it, for lack of a better term, fun. And, like, and that's, and I've always been one of those guys, like, you have to get me, if not the first episode, the first couple episodes. If I'm, like, by, like, episode two, I'm going, like, you don't have me. And sometimes I don't want to commit to a show. I'm like, man, I might have to commit to this because to see it all the way through. And sometimes I don't want to. But like, I literally didn't feel like I didn't make a conscious decision to commit. I just went back and started watching. And that's huge. I literally sat down and went like this was like, oh man. I was like, man, I need to see some more of this Kipple to understand what's going on. And I literally, and by the time I like realized it, the series was done and I'm waiting for the new season. So that's huge for me, you know, because I'm picky. I'm becoming a slight snob with my time when it comes, especially when you're committing to like a series, a TV series or a web or like a online streaming series. And that's why like Mandalorian always got like huge thumbs up for me because I was committed every week. Like it's out, you know, like I said, I'm upset because I need to catch up on Picard. I'm behind. And so, you know, all of a sudden I watch, you know, Kippo and I'm like, I already finished it, you know, so it's just like, wow, that's pretty good. So with that in, you know, considered, I think everyone should check it out. If you're a fan of DreamWorks, if you're a fan of these type of shows, cause that's, these type of shows, and when I say these type of shows, it's kind of like DreamWorks has the ability to make shows like this, between Star Trek, She-Ra, now this one. It's a variety, but the variety of shows. Granted, I still feel like She-Ra's like validation of the show, but that's a whole separate conversation. But like all these shows always have a way to create the characters that are compelling to each and every one of us. There's always going to be a favorite that somebody has. They write them in such a way to where like them connecting makes sense. It's organic. There's no one's being shoehorned into liking each other. And their backstories are done well to where it's like, you know, I get it. I get why. Sorry, I saw Web in one of my statues. I get why Wolf is that way, why she feels that way. I understand Kippo's point of view. Oh, no wonder. I forget the frog's name. Now I get why he feels the way he does. And this and this and that. So it's kind of cool to see that, you know. There's somebody for everybody on this show, and that's kind of cool. So with that in mind, I wanna rate this out of 10. Kippo and the Wonder Age, no, Age of Wonder, okay, I had it all weird. So for season one of Kippo and the Age of the Wonder Beast, or prior to said it, I still probably said the title wrong, I give this show a 7.5 out of 10, which is, you know, like I said, it's pretty good. It's a pretty good show. Is there anything missing from it? No, I think when it comes to like characters, you don't want to get too big. And I think like the dynamic of the group as it is right now works. And like I said, everything is done. Like I said, the pacing's done well. I don't feel like certain characters are being forced. You know, the cast is really good. So everyone's talented. Everyone's bringing their game, A game to this. So I'm excited. I'm excited to see how season two works and how it goes. Cause the way it ended, I'm like, man, cause I was sitting there watching it. And then I was like, cause you know how you, when you're watching a Netflix series or any series like on a streaming service, and so as soon as it ends, it goes to credits, and the credits like minimize, and then it shows next episode starts in 5, 4, and I was what I was waiting for, because I was sitting just in it, and then I saw it shrink down, I saw it minimize, and I noticed it didn't say next episode was starting, it just showed an advertisement for Dragon Prince, and I went, oh, I gotta wait. So the fact that I was that upset. It's a good, granted, I couldn't get super loud because it was like 2 a.m, but it was super good. And that's a good sign that this series has my attention. So you guys, once again, give it a shot. Check it out. If you like it, that's great. If you don't, it's all right. You're allowed to not like stuff. Once again, shout out to my girl Red for putting me on the path. That is Kippo. And I thank you so much. It was, I'm very happy that I didn't miss out on this show. Once again, let me know what you think. Let me know how you feel. If you want me, and I mentioned, I'm gonna say it again. If you want me to watch something that you think is great, and it's gotta be in my wheelhouse, you know, animated, of course, live action, that's perfectly fine. It's gotta be that sci-fi fantasy life, that nerd life. And you can pull something that's out of that. I'll take a drama or two, maybe. Don't make it trash. Don't give me, we're not watching Grey's Anatomy together. We're not doing that. We're not like, hey, I'm watching Gilmore Girls at the new season. We're not doing that. Don't make me. I'll slap you. So if you have any recommendations, I'll check them out. Just don't give me anything trash, because I'll talk about you. I'll talk about you, and I'll put you on the internet. All right, guys, this is the House of Darkener for Real Talk. Thank you once again. For everybody who's listening, and thank you once again for all who are watching. For those, we're going to do this also. For those who are on my podcast, who I'm on Anchor FM, you can find me everywhere. The House of Darkness is easy. I'm on Spotify. I'm on Google Podcast. I'm on iTunes. Does iTunes even exist anymore? I think iTunes is gone now. Maybe it's Apple Podcast now or something like that. But I'm on like 10, 11 different platforms for podcast. Like I said, Spotify is one of the big ones. I'm on there. So you can check me out there. I also have a public page through Anchor FM. And so it gives you guys the opportunity to support me. There's a supporter option. All you got to do is go down. Usually when you see my page, it's right there. It says you can be a supporter. Hit it and it gets you 3 tiers. It's 99 cents, $3.99, and $9.99. So, you know, you can choose either one. And it helps me out. It helps me get equipment for recording. Helps me pay for bills. Cause, you know, there's always something you have to pay for in this world. So nothing's for free. Even opinions sometimes are being charged for. But, you can do it like that. That's your best way. I'm sponsored on my podcast. So by listening, I have ads that I've recorded, I've done through FM, Anchor FM. So if you listen, I get paid through that. So one of your easiest ways is just to listen. That's the best way. But there's a supporter option as well. For all you YouTube guys out there. But if you want to support me on Anchor, that's one way. All you YouTube guys out there, go to my House of Darkener, you know, page on there. Hit subscribe. There's a bell icon apparently you can hit now that'll help that. I'm trying to come back to this platform of YouTube. So if I can get more supporters and get my views up, get more subscribers, they will look at me as a real deal, not just a one and done kind of guy. And I will hopefully can get this, get ads and stuff helping me make this as a more of, not, well, I won't say career, but definitely something to help support the family. All right, guys. Once again, you know, you just watching and just listening is the best support I can ever get. And so for all you guys who committed yourself to listening to me rant and rave and say the dumbest of stuff, I appreciate you guys and I love you. And I will talk to you soon. Ooh, ooh, ooh.